the Republicans basically have full control over this process. They've got the votes in the House and Senate to be able to pass these lines as they'd like to draw them, and the governor's likely to back them on it. The one check they do have is in the courts, and that's where they have to be able to meet certain legal criteria to make these sellable to the court system. But if the courts are okay with it, then the Republicans can basically run the table. Democrats just don't have enough juice in the legislature to make big changes, maybe at the margins, but not overall.
Given that this is the first draft, I think the big question here is, why does Houston get an extra seat and why does Austin get a new district?
Yeah, it's a really good question. There's a lot of growth in various parts of the state, including North Texas, that didn't end up getting another congressional district. I think that part of the answer is that the Republicans wanted to draw districts that would shore up support for Democrats and make some of them more minority-majority districts. Given that the nature of the growth in Texas is primarily from racial and ethnic minorities, that it really is, I think, an impetus for them to draw seats in this way. So they found it easier to craft seats out of the Austin area and out of the Houston area, and they left out other places that could potentially have gotten it, like San Antonio or North Texas.
So if this is just the first draft, what is the next step, Brandon, and could some of this change?
This could definitely change. This is a draft, and it's not final. There are a lot of variations here that might create some problems for Republicans in terms of selling this to the courts. There are some issues with respect to drawing district lines based upon race that may be problematic. You've also got in Houston maybe a couple of different districts that are going to run up against each other. So you have incumbents who are running against each other. That's something the courts also have suggested they'd like to avoid if possible. So the fact that this is a kind of first draft, I think, is really a marker for Republicans to say that they're willing to be aggressive in some cases in drawing these district lines.
Is there a deadline to get all this done?
The deadline, really, I think they've self-imposed, is in mid-November, but they do have contingencies that allow them to be able to move the primary back if they need to and take more time with it. This is a long process. It's not easy to do. It requires lots of different kind of micro-level data, so it can bleed into the next possible special session. My guess is if they don't get it done now, they're going to have to go into another legislative overtime, but they do have contingencies in place so that if they don't get it done in time, then they can just push the primary back a little bit more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.